The Ettley George Breakfast Show
on BBC Radio Suffolk. Good morning, welcome to the programme. It's Wednesday's edition. 6 minutes past seven the time. So as we were hearing with Kelly, health watchdog the Care Quality Commission has branded Suffolk's mental health services inadequate.
In terms of safety, we were worried about insufficient staffing levels in some areas. We were concerned about some unsafe environments.
But what is it like to actually use this service? We'll speak to a woman from Suffolk whose teenage daughter uses the services. So, a lack of availability of beds, insufficient staffing levels, unsafe environments, low staff morale, and a lack of leadership. Just some of the reasons why the Health Trust providing mental health care in Suffolk has been rated as inadequate by the Care Quality Commission. Well, after the report's publication, England's Chief Inspector of Hospitals recommended that Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust should be placed into special measures. Julie Michael is from the Care Quality Commission.
We're not saying that all people get a poor service. What we're saying is that we've found areas where there were poor services for people. We don't think that people should be overly worried about seeking help if they need help. It's far more important to seek the help than to struggle on alone. So we wouldn't be saying that people should be worried about seeking help. What we would say is that the Trust has some way to go to be offering the sorts of standard of service that people should expect.
But what is it like to utilise these services? Anne Humphreys from Debenham has campaigned for improvements to mental health care provision for the under-18s. Her teenage daughter has mental health issues. We have spoken to Anne before, but she rejoins us this morning. Anne, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Ethel.
How are you viewing this rating of inadequate? Does that ring true with you? Does it sit well with you?
I think it's an appropriate rating, and the report didn't come as any surprise because the issues that they've highlighted are things that have been raised by patients and carers and staff over the last couple of years.
Now, I know we could probably have this conversation all morning, but what aspects have you been most concerned by? What's most worried you?
I think what's most worried me is the lack of care available to children and adolescents when they go into crisis. So obviously what we try and avoid, particularly with my daughter, is putting her into an inpatient unit. But when she goes into crisis, she requires daily care, effectively, daily care and support. And under the current system, the mental health community team aren't able to offer that.
We've been hearing overall about a lack of beds, a lack of privacy for people, a lack of segregation of men and women even.
I think a lack of beds is a very real issue, particularly with adolescents. There aren't enough adolescent beds nationally. As came out in the news over the weekend, some National Health Trust directed for patients aged 16 and 17 to be put in adult units because there weren't any adolescent beds available. And definitely when your child needs to go into a unit, there aren't the beds there.
What have you done? What steps have you taken to try and get something done about this?
Well, I meet regularly with the Trust. I've met with Michael Scott, the Chief Executive, who has listened to our concerns. Myself and another parent have started a parent and carer support group because there isn't any support out there for us. He's listened to our concerns and we're hopeful that he's going to implement them. But obviously what we need is tangible and real change as a matter of urgency.
Do you think it's just about money? We're also hearing about concerns over the leadership, about staff morale, staff not feeling engaged in these improvement agendas.
I think staff morale is a real issue. It is low. I've seen it deteriorate over the last 2 years since we've been using the service. The staff are absolutely caring and compassionate about the care that they provide for each young person. However, due to a lack of money, and that's not just within Norfolk and Suffolk, but nationally, they don't have the staffing, they have high caseloads, and they don't have the budget to offer the services that are needed.
And in fact, that care that they give has been assessed as good, so that's been recognised. To take nothing away from the staff, the care that they give has been recognised as doing very well. The other thing that is worrying from this, from an outsider's point of view, Anne, is the talk of unsafe environments, not promoting the dignity of patients, and insufficient staffing levels. They talk about you know, I don't want to go into too much detail, but they talk about ligature opportunities. They talk about beds not being visible enough to people who are supposed to be monitoring the patients who are in severe crisis. Is there anything like that that you've seen that's troubled you?
I think there is. My daughter's been in an inpatient unit, and during that time, she was able to self-harm, even though she was in a specialist mental health unit. There's the other issue that when you take children and adolescents to accident and emergency, the care that they receive isn't always supervised, and that because it's a mental health issue, they are not always as caring and compassionate as they would be if it was a physical issue.
And finally, I know we'd all like a magic wand to make things better, but how can you see improvement? What would you like to see happen next?
I think there needs to be a greater amount of money put into the service in order to enable more staff and for them to be able to support those children and young people, not just when they're in crisis, but on a regular basis, and for the Trust to stop making the cuts that they are planning to do over the next few years.
And has the leadership team at the Trust said that they will keep you in the loop? Are they going to keep in touch?
Absolutely. Michael Scott is very keen to keep in touch, and that's a real positive. And so I'm hoping that I can be involved in improving the service for children and young people.